Blog Talk Radio.
California.
Today's show, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show. Excuse me, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live on Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in. And those who are listening via cell phone, landline, however you're listening to the show, thank you guys for tuning in. Hey, welcome. I see people coming up on the show. Thank you guys for tuning in. I don't do the show as often as I should. I mean, I have a crazy schedule, guys. But when I can come to you, when I can do it right, I'm going to get on here and do the thing. You know, I'm going to get on here and do it. So when you see me, when you hear me, or when you see me on Facebook or Twitter or wherever you're looking, and you see me post some show notes about a show, hey, if you're interested, you know, in the topic, tune in. Let's talk. I love to hear from friends all the time. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Hey, call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to give your comments or give your opinion on today's show, just press the number one on your keypad, and that will let me know that you would like to be on the show. Hey, and then we can talk, right? We can talk, okay? Hey, guys, before I jump off into the show, I had a slight scare today with my family, with my brother, actually, that had a slight heart attack today. I had to go to the hospital, and now they found some blockage and this and that, and going to put, you know, splints in. But, you know, people live for years and years from, you know, splints. So, you know, that's a good thing, right? So those of you who knew about it, and those of you who sent up prayers for me and my family and my brother, I appreciate that. You know, but it seems like everything's going to be okay. I think they're going to do the splints. And, I believe he'll be okay in a few days. You know, nowadays when they do this kind of heart surgery, you know, it's not that bad. You know, it used to be a real, real tough thing to go through back in the day. But people went through it, you know. I've seen people with huge scars down the middle of their chest from open heart surgery and, you know, going crazy about recovering from it. But, you know, now these things are bloom, and you're out the hospital, and, you know, you're living your life again, stronger, and keep going, you know. That's the way it is. But, again, thank you guys for praying for us, and I think he's going to pull through. So, in the meantime, today's show is brought to you by Frank Williams Realty. Hey, any of you guys that are selling or buying a home, or you know someone who's selling or buying a home, steer them my way, and I'll take care of them from front to back, from top to bottom. You know, I hold people's hand all the way through the process from start to finish. So you got a good guy in me. All right. And, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Welcome. Now, I know all of you guys have heard of this, seen it through the news or something. I know just about everyone has Instagram. They've been up on Instagram ever since they happened. So what would you have done if Will Smith slapped you on stage? What would you have done? What would have been your reaction to that? If you were, if you were Chris Rock and you were hosting the show, and, by the way, someone texted me asking for a phone number, 516-531-9483, guys. It's the number to the show. Call it, let's talk. Okay, so, sorry about that, but, so, if you were Chris Rock, and you told a little joke, but get this, the Academy said that all the lines and everything they look at everything and approve everything first. You don't just go out there and say whatever you want. Okay, they have a script. And Chris Rock went off script with that comment. I don't know if he was, throwing a rock, or you never know what other people are going through. Okay, you never know what other people are going through. So that's why, a lot of times you have to try to get to know that person if you want to. Try to get to know that person, and then you'll find out as you, dive into their lives and ask questions. Then you figure out, what they're all about, and then you understand what their hot buttons are. But Will Smith might have been going through something, but still, that didn't make it right for him to go up on stage and slap that man in front of millions of viewers. You see, but you know, the title of the show is What Would You Have Done? Will Smith slap you. What would you have done? See, my you know, to me, my first reaction was it would be that just would have been my I think it would have been my reaction. I think I would have had to get after him. Especially, bro, you gonna turn your back on me after you slap me like that? Yeah, I'd have been on your back. I'd have been around his neck. Cause you know what? You know what? See, I say this all the time. You can't back down when there's a lot of people. When there's a lot of people around, you can't back down. All right? And there was a lot of people around, right? So, even if he was 6'5", 300 pounds, and he gonna slap me on stage, I would then turn his back on me and walk away. Yeah, I would have jumped on his back and started choking him. And you know, out of all these people from the show and all these security people, they would have came then and broke everything up. He wouldn't have had a chance to get back at me. But I let him know right there, man, you can't, no. You're not just going to slap me like that. Now, I applaud Chris Rock, too, because he did the professional thing. He did the professional thing. No, he didn't fight back. He didn't really go on. He could have gone on and started striking them with some jokes. Still, he could have said, you know, I still think that G.I. Jane 2 thing would be great, but he didn't, and he moved on with the show. Professionalism, but for me, I don't know. You know, everybody can be pushed to that certain level, right? Everybody can be pushed to that certain level, and some people can get pushed, you know, quicker than others. You know, you say somebody got a quick temper, yeah, that's somebody who, you know. They can't accept that and pushing around too long. You know what I'm saying? And especially when it's wrong. Okay. My zodiac sign is Taurus the Bull. Right? My zodiac sign Taurus the Bull. So I'm very tolerable. Whereas I guess I'm saying the right word as far as, you know, being able to tolerate some stuff. You know, you shoot me some BS, yeah, I can tolerate it. Or you talking about my mama, yeah, I can tolerate it. Wow. Then it's got to get to a point where you say, hey, you know, one more shot. And we, you know, we getting at it. And I think that's what happened with Will and Chris. They've been throwing shots at each other, boom, boom, back and forth. Boom, back and forth. It was like when Will went to the award show, he had that in mind. Oh, yeah, he knew Chris Rock was hosting. He knew they'd been beefing. You know, they've been beefing, and hey guys, you guys who are listening online, call into the show 516-531-9483. Call into the show and listen live. But they've been beefing. right? They've been beefing. I think Bill was just sitting there waiting. Chris Rock didn't have to say anything about Jada. He could have talked about anybody else all around there. Many stars, many celebrities sitting all around. He could have talked about anybody. But he chose her. He chose to shoot at. So when he chose to shoot at Will and Jada, he was waiting for him. They've been beefing back and forth on social media. So now Chris Rock felt like, opportunity right here. But what did I say earlier? The award show said that everything is scripted. And that was not part of the script. So Chris Rock went off to something else right there. And a lot of people say, yeah, and then, you got your ass slapped. Okay. So, again, I don't feel like it's right. I don't feel like that was right with Will Smith, what he did right there in front of millions and millions of people. I thought it was a joke when I first saw it. It was a joke. It was something they done planned out. I thought it was something that was planned out. Hey, 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Guys, call me. Let's talk. If you'd like to be on the show, you can go ahead and press the number 1 on your keypad, and I'll put you on the air. Let's talk. Hey, from the 404 area code, the first 3 digits are 863. Hey, caller, you're live on the Frank Williams Show. Hey, who's this? Where you calling from?
Paul, what's happening, man?
Paul, talk to me, brother.
Yeah, I'm late getting here. I don't know what you said earlier, but it'd been the first time the Oscar would have had a second Sunday. They'd continue it this coming Sunday, because he'd put his hand in my face like that. They'd shut that show down last Sunday. And me and Will wouldn't have been there, but I let his ass know, you put your head in my face like that, man. That's the worst thing you can do is slap a person.
Yeah. We had to go at it. Like I said, after he slapped me and then turned him back and started walking back to his chair. Yeah, I'm finna jump on your back, bro.
Yeah. I don't pick and choose. I'm not going to even go that route. But anyway, yeah, you're right, because there's been a whole lot of chairs and furniture moving in there that day, man, because, partner, you ignited, but the thing about it is, as you see, he laughed because everybody out to have a good time, man. You know, a lot of people didn't know, which I'm one of the person didn't know what she had about that hair disease. I don't watch a damn show or Red Table. What is that? I'm surprised it's still around. You know, your ratings can't be too good. You had to put your husband on the show. And then to sit down on national TV and tell your husband that one of your kids' friend, you and him been sleeping together for, a month, a couple of months?
Yeah. Yeah.
The whole family confused. You damn, you want to sleep with young boys, and your son want to sleep with boys, and your daughter don't know what the hell she is. So, all of them need counseling, man. Them,
yeah, they dysfunctional, boy.
And then then the little boy, boy slash girl, whatever the hell he is, what they call it? Went on Instagram to my "This How We Do It," you know. Really, man. I mean, your dad would have got an ass whooping. I wouldn't know what you'd have said then, you know.
Yeah.
So I mean, in front of millions of people, man.
In front of millions of people, man. I couldn't have taken that. I mean, I know, you know, I believe, you know, Chris Rock did the right thing and all, but that probably wouldn't have happened with me. Cause like I say, I don't care how big you are, the time that you don't back down is when there's a lot of people around. Cause
yeah,
even if you that much bigger than me, bruh, we still got to go at it. But when we go at it, a lot of people around, somebody gonna pull us apart.
Yeah,
with the security and all the stuff like they got around there, you know what I'm saying? Somebody gonna pull us apart. But I gotta let you know, bruh. You ain't gonna do this, man.
No. But just like he stole him, I'd have stole him when he turned it back.
I'd have stole him when he turned it back. Soon he turned it back, I'd have been on his ass.
Yeah, that's right. And wouldn't have been no open hand slap either.
No.
If there'd been one of these missiles, I'm going to launch from this ship. That's exactly what it's been, good old long-range missile.
Yeah, straight across your ear.
Mad shit. Can't be too bad of a fighter. You slap that man. That man still standing. Yeah.
Hey, you crack him across that ear, boy. He gonna go down.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And be 2 days before he ain't here at that ear again too. Yeah. And it better not fall in front of him, cause then you know what's gonna happen. Now I'm gonna shine them shoes in your ass. Sitting there, gonna walk up and slap me.
Walk up and slap
me, bro. And then she instigated that, man. You know, like a lot of people saying, man, that I've been here. You know, this your night. When he went to get up, she should have grabbed him by the hand. This your night. We you know, we here to have a good time. You know, and
jump on him at the bar.
Yeah.
Jump on him at the bar.
A lot of these stars got each other number, man. You know, that's the same, man. We put it to say, man. I just don't appreciate that, man. Just watch that, man. Well, you know, so. But you know, if this supposed to be your night, now only thing folks gonna remember about your night is how you went up there and hit that man, and then you ruined a lot of things, man. It was produced by a black dude from Atlanta, man. And everything was wonderful until you did that. The only thing folks gonna remember is that what you did. They ain't gonna even remember that it was black owned and produced.
Right. Right.
So, you know.
No way, man. No way.
Yeah.
You know. But I just say, man. You know, I think Chris Rock did the right thing. Will Smith was wrong for what he did. I think Chris Rock did the right thing. I just know a lot of people, a lot of our people, you know, say that, you know, we couldn't have taken that.
Hell no. And then sat down and started cussing the man and all this, yeah, man. That's like a drunk family member you always invite to the barbecue, and every time he come, he want to show his ass. So. Don't be surprised they don't invite him back. That's all that
right.
Is, man. Shit.
And you get loud.
All right,
big brother,
let's go. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, he did that cousin that show up at the barbecue, he'd be loud and obnoxious.
Yeah. Get drunk.
Gotta tell him, you know, gotta tell him to go home.
Yeah. And the next barbecue he won't be invited to. Don't bring Uncle Kenny, cause he get there. And I'm saying it right, my brother. I'm saying it right, my brother. He should get drunk. Get barely damn walk, but want to fight everybody. Right, man, sit your ass down.
Everybody.
You ain't been to fight nobody. Yeah.
All right, Vic. Yeah, I'll talk to you, bro.
You got it.
I'll be in touch. Yeah, guys, that's you know, that's exactly right. You know, you can't back down. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are. You got to let them know. Because they let you know. They let you know that they don't appreciate what you see. So they let you know by slapping you in your face. I'm going to let you know that I don't appreciate how you slapped me in my face right there. You just can't do it. Don't allow. Never. Don't allow. You know, you're going to slap me. Yeah, somebody getting ready to get tore up. Might be me, might be you, but it's going to be somebody. Just let you slap me like that. I mean, that was a hard slap. And, you know, we are not a small man. And Chris Rock, not a big man. As soon as he turned it back, walking back to his seat, I would have been on his back. On his back. Like the tiger said in Lion King, he told that sloth, he said, "Watch your back, sloth. If you don't, I'm going to be chewing on it." Man, I would have been chewing on Will Smith's back, dog. I've been choking him. Anyway, guys, hey, that's all I really have to say about that. And, but, I watch a lot of different videos and stuff like that, trying to garner some ideas on different things. But I saw one that was funny today. I saw this guy sitting at a public mailbox, like you pull up to the post office and drop your letters in the little mailbox, or you pull up somewhere that you know about. Drop your little letters in the mailbox and keep going like drive up to the mailbox, right? This fool up there, he his friend filming him, and he trying to order fast food at the mailbox. He finally realized and said, "Damn, ain't that Burger King?" So he was sitting at a mailbox trying to order fast food. Again, guys, thanks for tuning in to the show. I appreciate you guys calling in. And again, thank you guys for some of your prayers that you guys sent me today for my brother. I appreciate that. And like I said, he's gonna be okay. So that's how you can move on. Okay, that's how you can move on, because you know that that he's gonna be okay. So again, it was a scare, but we're good. We're good, and God is good, and I always tell people he never make mistakes. So keep it moving, guys. Keep living your lives, doing what you want to do, because, you never know, when you might be there. You know, you have to be there one day. But you never know when it's going to be. So live your life, man. Do what you want to do. Go to Italy, Jamaica, the Caribbean, Mexico, Tahiti, wherever you always dreamed of going. Because get this. It doesn't cost that much to do it. If you look it up for 4 or 5 days, which is kind of more than you do, you know, when you're on vacation here in the States, you take yourself and go and hit off somewhere, and then you'll do some things you always wanted to do, because it's not that expensive. And I'm trying to do a trip like that soon. And what we're doing is, you know, we're just saving money every month for the next 12 months. And then we're going to book that trip and go. Pay cash for it. Bam, bam, boom. I'm gone. See? That's what it's all about. And anybody can do that. You know, anybody can do that. So, again, guys, keep dreaming. Keep doing what you want to do. Keep living your life. Have fun and take care of yourself, guys. Hopefully I can get back in tomorrow with you guys, and we'll have a good time. But until then, it's Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. I'll see you.
Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen wrist, just like a stir fry. Woo.